Morning Watch, Itero 2020, The Christian Life, Week 7, Fighting the Good Fight, Finishing the Course, and Loving the Lord's Appearing, Saturday. Related Verses, 1 Thessalonians 1:10, and await His Son from the heavens, whom He raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath which is coming. Revelation 22:20. He who testifies these things says, Yes, I come quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Philippians 3:20. For our commonwealth exists in the heavens, from which also we eagerly await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Luke 12:22-23, 29-31, 34, and 40. And He said to His disciples, Therefore I say to you, do not be anxious for your life, what you should eat, nor for your body, what you should put on. For the life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. And you do not seek what you shall eat, and what you shall drink, and do not be unsettled. For all these things the Gentiles of the world are anxiously seeking, but your Father knows that you need these things. However, seek His kingdom, and these things shall be added to you. For where your treasure is, there also your heart will be. You also be ready, because at an hour when you do not expect it, the Son of Man is coming. Suggested reading. My burden is this. When the apostles wrote the New Testament, to them the Lord was coming soon. Hence the teaching of the New Testament shows us that their living was in preparation for the Lord's return. This is like the situation in which some long-separated relatives are soon to return. The entire family is preparing to welcome them. It is also like a girl waiting to be married who knows of the wedding day and who is waiting wholeheartedly for the day to arrive. Each chapter concludes with the Lord's coming back. From this we can see that Paul was one who loved the Lord's appearing. We also should be this way. Since we love the Lord's appearing, we should earnestly wait for His coming. Hence, our future is with Him. Our living should indicate that we have no other hope on this earth. Our hope is in the coming Lord. He is our eternal destiny. In 1 Corinthians 7, Paul says, This I say, brothers, the time is shortened. Henceforth, both those who have wives should be as though they had none, and those who weep as though they did not weep, and those who rejoice as though they did not rejoice, and those who buy as though they did not possess, and those who use the world as though they did not abuse it. For the fashion of this world is passing away. Christ is our real hope. We may express our desire for the Lord's return in the way of a prayer to Him, calling, Come, Lord Jesus. We should always call for His coming. This becomes our response to His return. The Bible concludes with, Come, Lord Jesus, Revelation 22:20. From the record in the New Testament, it is not difficult to discover that in their hearts the apostles firmly believed that the Lord would come quickly, and they also lived a life in preparation for the Lord's second coming. On the last day of 1925, Brother Nee went to pray with her, and she prayed, Lord, do you really mean to say that you will let 1925 pass by? That you will wait until 1926 before you come back? However, on this last day, I still pray that you will come back today. Not long afterward, Brother Nee met her on the street, and again she said to him, It is really strange that up to this day, he has not yet come back. In Luke 12, the Lord gave a parable concerning a rich man who endeavored to lay up wealth for himself so that his soul might enjoy itself and be merry. But God said to him, Foolish one, this night they are requiring your soul from you. Every today that we have is truly the Lord's grace. Therefore, as long as we have today, as long as we still have breath, we should love the Lord and his appearing, await the Lord's coming, and always take his coming as an encouragement. Paul said that he had fought the good fight, he had finished the course, and he had kept the faith, and that at the judgment seat he would be awarded the crown of righteousness, which would be awarded to all those who have loved his appearing. He reminded Timothy and also us, by the Lord's judgment and kingdom, that we should have a living that loves the Lord's appearing. This will cause us not to be discouraged, not to backslide, not to become weak, but to remain faithful to the end.